Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Reel It In. I am your host, Nick Sanchez, and of course, I am here with our co-host and my little brother, Gabriel Ray. Gabe, how's it going, buddy?
It's going well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. We're back.
Yeah, we are in big fashion this time, I think.
Big fashion. We are recording our episode on video, and we will be releasing this episode on YouTube.
Yeah.
It'll be our debut YouTube video.
Yeah. We've had this set up for a while.
Yeah.
But everything that's happened with the pandemic, it's pushed it back a little bit.
Yeah. So. You know, and nobody saw that coming. And for everybody listening and for everybody watching, you know, we're wishing everybody the best and hope that you guys are staying safe. And for those of you who may have lost anybody due to the pandemic or to the virus, we spread our condolences to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And hope that, you know, we wish you guys strength for your healing. So but we're back. We are excited. And we have a good one for you guys today.
A classic.
And so our episode today is going to be over Mulan, Disney's Mulan, which was supposed to be released back in March.
Is that when the official date was?
It was March 27th, if I'm not mistaken.
Literally like 2 weeks after everything shut down.
Yeah, it was. It
or
was,
like a week and a half.
It was very, yeah, it was just like right after everybody
in
started
Texas,
saying, hey, work remote, work, you know,
yeah.
Restaurants and places started shutting down. So it was very unfortunate. They pushed it back thinking that we might have a reopening. Which we did, but not to the full extent of, I think, what people were expecting, at least in the U.S.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they pushed it back, and then eventually Disney said, well, let's release it on Disney Plus. And we bought it because I'm a sucker, and I wanted to see the movie.
Well, that, and we also haven't done a podcast in literally forever.
That, too, and we thought this would be a really good episode for that. So
yeah, it was really the only time that we could because there weren't all the cinemas coming out.
Right.
Due to everything going on.
Right. So, I mean, it's been nice and to see a new film, it's refreshing. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We actually like went and got movie popcorn from a local movie theater that was selling popcorn and still, well, it's reopened actually, but we snagged a couple popcorn.
Yeah.
Brought it home. They gave us some white cheddar got some candy.
Yep.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was the whole shebang.
It felt almost as if we were at the theater.
Yeah.
Big 70-inch TV.
I mean,
it was
who can
great.
Complain?
Yeah, it was pretty nice, actually. The 30 bucks, everyone's been like, $30 is kind of a lot for a movie. But like, we had four people watching it, us and our parents.
Yeah.
So,
and for me, you know, when I go to the movie theater, I spend like $15 on a ticket because I like the recliners.
Yeah.
And then I spend another like $12 to $15 on popcorn and a drink anyway. So for me, I was going to buy it regardless.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I spend $30 at a movie theater anyway. So
yeah. I'm pretty minimal when it comes to movies. I usually just get the ticket and maybe a water at the cashier and that's about it.
No, I like to go all out. And so that's why when, before we even talked about doing it here with the family, I was just like, I'm buying it even if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's going to happen. So.
But we all have the same linked account, so I think it would have been fine for all of us,
yeah,
too.
We all would have been able to watch it anyway.
Right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we're very excited to bring this to you guys and hope that our review of the movie, if you haven't seen it yet, will, you know, you get some feedback from us and then make that decision whenever the time comes.
Yeah, but this is great because this is one of your favorite, like, childhood movies.
Yes.
But somehow, I don't think I've ever watched the animated one.
Ugh, dude.
It comes from a person that loves it, and then me that I've never even really seen
you've
it.
Never
I knew
seen
I
it.
Knew what the story was about and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, so
I
guess I bring that, and you bring a whole different type of
Mulan. I mean, Mulan holds a very, very special place in my heart. I think Mulan ranks probably top three Disney movies for me of all time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's including it's just something about that movie when I was growing up is just the theme of it, what it represents, you know, people that aren't technically within their element and they know that they're different and they try, right?
Yeah.
They try to be this person that they're told to be, but they're not. And so I think this movie has a lot of underlying messages, and it's very underrated, in my personal opinion.
I don't think it is, though.
I think so.
Really?
I think when people think of a princess movie, because in fact, the animated movie is a princess movie, right?
Yeah.
This one, for you guys who have seen it, you know that it's not necessarily down that route. And if you haven't seen it, that's something to expect and to watch out for is, you know, the animated movie, she becomes a princess.
And we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I guess so. But just basically what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, it's nice to see a different element of a princess.
Yeah.
You know, than what a typical princess for Disney would look like back in the days of animated Disney with Cinderella and Snow White and Belle and, you know, all these other princesses. So it was just really fun to see a different type.
I think what it might be is that I think it's more popular to probably male audience because it's pretty like badass. Like she's a warrior and everything. So that's kind of cool. And then obviously all the girls want to be like the fairy tale ending and the, you know, just the dresses and the cute and the pretty and the fantasy world.
Right.
So I think that's kind of also what I was thinking is that maybe since we were a group of boys growing up that it's maybe a little bit more popular.
That's exactly what I was going to say is that I think it drew in more male, a larger male audience because, you know, this is a woman who doesn't want to be a particular girl or, you know, what a girl at that point in time was supposed to be. She wanted to be a man and wanted to fight and wanted to be.
But I think that's also great for the times. I think that's also kind of why they brought it up now.
Yeah.
Like, because now it's more woman empowerment and everything.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, I think it's cool.
Yeah. No,
woman empowerment's dope. So.
Yeah, no, it's great. And again, I know we kind of got ahead of ourselves and we already started kind of talking about the movie.
We definitely did, yeah. But that's kind of an overview, really.
It really is, but we'll see if we have any other thoughts general thoughts.
We definitely do, yeah.
But we want to go ahead and get into a couple of games for you guys that we are bringing new. We haven't really done these type of games.
Yeah, we're mixing it up since I think we have the camcorder. I think it works well.
Yeah, so, you know, we're gonna bring this to you guys. And I think what was the first one we wanted to do was... was it cinema callouts?
No, it was trivia quotes.
Trivia quotes. Let's do trivia quotes. So basically, what we're gonna do here is it's exactly that. We have quotes for each other that we've picked, and we've gone with the theme of Disney.
Yep. I guess we'll do a theme every single time.
Yeah, I think we should.
So like, if we do a horror film, which we might want to think about because it's coming up to October. Yeah. So we might want to do that. Maybe we do like horror films for that one.
Right.
And then this one we're doing Disney, but I think it's a good idea that we do themes.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a theme for our show today, which is going to be Disney quotes. So we each picked out a few quotes for each other, and we're gonna list them off. And I think we're going to do all three of them, and then you're going to guess each one.
Is that what we're going to do, or are we going to do alternating?
No, I think we should do all three. And then
we'll do a score.
And we'll see who gets the most quotes. Hopefully it'll be pretty simple, it'll be easier because we've watched Disney movies throughout our whole entire life. But we never know; maybe one will come and stump.
I don't think you'll get all of the ones I picked.
Damn. Okay.
I think you'll get maybe definitely one. No, I don't think you'll get. I think you might get one.
I might get one.
Yeah.
Dang,
I did not pick.
You picked some good ones. Okay. I kind of went easier because I know you're not a huge.
Oh.
Like, you don't watch animated movies as much, I think. And so I didn't know if you would.
Says the guy that got you into anime, kind of. I didn't really get you into it. Not that I'm into it, but I've just watched My Hero.
I watch animated movies. Okay. I just don't see
how it goes.
Okay,
dude.
Well, we'll see. Maybe.
I have a big brain, bro.
Well, who knows? All right, so we got trivia quotes coming at you.
Okay, you want me to go first, or you go first?
You go. I'll go first. Why not?
You want to guess first?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
It is in this scrolly wheel real quick. Okay. Which one do I want to say first? That's the thing. Okay, I'll do this one first. There's also a hint in the room. There's a hint in the room.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Specifically on screen. I'll even go as far as saying it's on screen.
On screen. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, quote one from me. Because it's not worth winning if you can't win big.
Because it's not worth winning if you can't win big?
Yep.
Wow.
Big.
Are we saying all Disney? Like.
This is not an animated movie. If that's what you mean.
I feel like it's like, either a superhero movie or it's in Star Wars.
I'm not. No, I didn't do Star Wars. I'll tell you okay. that now.
Say it again.
Where'd they go? Because it's not worth winning if you can't win big.
God, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say Captain America.
It's not Marvel either.
You didn't say that. Okay,
it's not Star Wars or Marvel, so I won't count that.
Okay, so it's not Star Wars or Marvel, and that
would be its own
series.
Category. That would be its own category, I think.
Okay, and it's not an animated movie.
Correct. Those are three hints, and I didn't think Jeez. We were gonna do hints. I didn't think we were gonna do hints, but those are three hints. I want you to get it. There's a major hint in the room right now.
Major hint in the room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Disney movie.
Yep.
Am I looking at it?
No, you're not.
Major hint in the room right now. I don't know.
Okay,
tell me.
One more guess. You got to guess one.
Okay, it's I don't know if any Spirit. Is that a Disney movie?
Yeah, I mean, that would count, but yeah. No, it's not.
Okay, what is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I'm going to feel like a fool.
Okay, so if you're watching the YouTube video, which you should, I'm currently repping my Dallas Stars jersey.
Okay.
Because they won game 7 of going to the Western Conference finals.
Congratulations to them.
Yep. Better than the Boston Bruins.
We're not
going to
talk about
okay?
it.
Okay. Anyways. So I picked the Mighty Ducks quote. So it's a hockey quote.
Mighty Ducks.
It's a hockey quote. I'm wearing a hockey jersey.
That's a stretch.
That's a
stretch. How was I supposed to know?
It's definitely, now it's like, okay,
whatever.
I can see.
All right, next quote.
Okay, next quote.
Dang, I did not pick good ones then.
That was a good one.
You're coming at me hard.
I like that one. I like right. that one. Okay, where did this one go? Okay, here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
I've never seen this movie. I like the quote. I've never seen it personally. I don't want to survive. I want to live. I feel like you've seen this.
Don't want to survive. I want to live.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a princess quote.
Maybe.
Is it Brave? No, you're N through Z, right? Are we still following that?
Yes. This one's yeah. So we didn't want to pick the same quotes. So Nick got the first half of the alphabet. Except for the Mighty Ducks, and then I got the second half.
I want to survive. I want to live. I don't know. I really have no idea what that could be.
It's Wall-E.
Jesus. This is tough.
Have you seen Wall-E?
I've seen Wall-E.
I've never seen Wall-E.
I've seen Wall-E once.
I think I've seen it once, actually, too.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
But I would not have guessed that came from Wall-E.
Yeah, it did. I don't think if you didn't get those two.
If I didn't get those two, I'm probably not going to get this one. I'm going to go 0 for 3 on the first time doing
this.
But
this is a good one. This one's a good one.
Okay.
This is also, it's probably my favorite quote out of the bunch.
All right.
Which it's pretty, it's really cute. It's really cute, I think.
Hit me.
The only thing, hold on. The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability.
The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability.
Isn't
that really great quote?
Isn't that cute?
That's a really great quote.
That's such a Disney cute quote.
Yeah. Wow. Kung Fu Panda.
That sounds like something you would hear in that movie. It's not. Is that even a Disney movie? That's a Pixar, isn't it?
Pixar's Disney.
Disney Pixar?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah, you learn something every day.
Well, I knew it was Disney Pixar, but I didn't know if we were doing Pixar.
Yeah, Disney, yeah.
Well, I guess Toy Story would be also.
That's why I was confused. When you said it's in the room, I thought it was like Marvel, Star Wars, that's
hockey.
All Disney.
Hockey. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to do Star Wars, though, because that's kind of broad.
Ray.
Yeah, just Ray.
Okay.
Blow that thing out of the sky.
Okay. The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability. I really have no idea what movie that could possibly be. Let's do
Okay, hold on. This is a I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Cuz it's been rough for you currently.
This is
okay.
Rough.
You know how you're reading my Spanish thing?
Yeah.
Do you know my zodiac sign? Do you remember my zodiac sign? You read it.
Is it Ratatouille?
It is Ratatouille.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I need
one.
To watch Ratatouille.
I love that movie.
Halfway into the quarantine,
yeah.
I started it and then I didn't finish it. But I was like, I love Ratatouille. The first time I watched it,
yeah.
Fifth grade, Palm Springs movie theater. They had the whole projector down in the cafeteria. They had popcorn, candy. You brought your blankets. You came in pajamas. I went with you. You probably did. I don't know if I was in fifth grade. You might have been in fifth grade, though.
Yeah.
But I was definitely in. I might have been in third grade, and you that would have made you in fifth
grade. I remember that.
And then, did you go with us?
I went with you. You were there, right? I was with you.
Were you in school? Or
I was in the cafeteria.
You could bring your parents.
We set up our own little square, like our own little sleep area.
A sleep area. You wore pajamas.
Yeah. I was there.
It was awesome.
It was fun. Yeah. That's crazy how you remember that stuff.
Yeah, of course. A lot of people are like, how do you remember that? I'm like, I remember things.
Yeah. Well, not I like, would not have remembered that. I remember memories. You brought it up, and I remember that now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
All right. Well, one for three.
I gave you a big hint there.
I told you, if you knew. Yeah.
I know you're. Do you know your Chinese zodiac?
Chinese zodiac. I'm a dog. Is that March?
It doesn't go by March.
Oh, it's year.
It's by year.
I think it's dog.
You're 94, right?
Yeah. I think that's the dog.
I think dad's an ox. And then mom's a dragon. I think Ruben's a snake?
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Sorry.
Going off on a zodiac.
Chinese zodiac. Mulan.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
We could have done the thing like that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my. We could have done
Here are mine.
Okay.
Okay, so three. Ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Success doesn't come for free. You have to do whatever it takes to seize your moment.
Success doesn't come for free. Mm-hmm. You have to do whatever it takes to seize your moment.
Mm-hmm.
Success doesn't come for free.
And if you guys know, on the YouTube video, comment it below.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look it up. Don't be a cheater.
Yeah, that's cheating. But I mean, we're going to go over it and then just watch the whole video and then get it too. Anyways, okay. Say it one more time, and I'll give you a guess.
Success doesn't come for free. You have to do whatever it takes to seize your moment.
I don't know if this is a Disney movie, but if you were doing Pixar, I'm pretty sure it's a Pixar movie.
Okay.
If it's not, count it wrong, because I still feel like it's a good guess.
Okay.
There's two movies I am thinking of.
Okay.
I'm going to say the first one. Go. But that's not my guess.
Just shoot it off.
Brave is my first guess.
No.
Okay, that's why I wasn't. Okay, How to Train Your Dragon.
No.
Would that be a Disney movie?
How to Train Your Dragon? Is DreamWorks. Is DreamWorks part of it? I think that's Warner Brothers.
Dang it.
I think. I don't know.
And I got it wrong. It wasn't even a Disney movie.
I think DreamWorks is a Warner Brother owned animation. Right. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I'll have to look it up.
That was my guess. So
that was your guess, is it?
Yep.
Coco.
I feel bad for my people.
My people.
I feel really bad, man.
For my people. I thought the seize your moment is what you were going to, because we legit watched
We shouldn't
that.
Do the YouTube video now so they can't see my skin color.
We are Persian.
Okay. I'm sorry. Man, I should have got that.
I thought you were going to get that one.
What was it again?
It was success doesn't come for free. You have to do whatever it takes to seize your moment.
Oh, it's his dad, ain't it?
It's the what he thinks is his grandfather. It's the
When
they're at the pool.
When he's about to like murder him.
Yeah. When he tells Miguel
like you can screw off. Like,
yeah. Like, oh, you know what? I'm not gonna send you back to the real world. Yeah. Because I know you're going to lie to
people. Snitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. All right,
second quote.
Okay.
Like so many things, it's not what's outside, but what's inside that counts.
Oh, my God. The thing with Disney quotes is that it could literally be from
any movie.
It could literally be any. You could pick one, and then it might be that movie.
Any movie.
Okay. It's not what the... So, okay.
Like first, so many things, it's not what's outside, but what's inside that counts.
Man, okay. So the thing is that I'm thinking, first thing, inside out. But I'm not saying inside out, which is a great movie too. Talk about the outside, but the inside that counts. I'm thinking it's someone that's like a small character.
Mm-hmm.
That it needs to be like a big person as far as inside, like show some heart and some bravery. But what movie would that be? One more time and I'll get a guess.
Like so many things, it's not what's outside, but what's inside that counts.
Okay, this might also be, this might also not be a Disney movie. Yeah.
It's go ahead. I was going to give you a hint because
okay,
you gave
me one
some
hint.
Hints.
Give me one hint.
Let's see. So this movie is it's a more mainstream animated movie for Disney.
I was gonna say, you know what I was gonna say before you said that?
What?
The Land Before Time.
Oh, I miss those movies.
I don't even know if that's a Disney movie, right?
Yeah, Land Before Time.
Okay. Yeah. Man, it's a mainstream movie. That doesn't make better.
I don't know.
It doesn't make it any easier, dude. I can't even. The problem is now is I can't even think of any movies, name wise.
I would give you another hint, but I can't think of any ones that wouldn't give it away.
Man, I can't even think of a movie.
Just name one.
I can't.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. We'll do. I'll just do Inside Out because that's the only one that I could have thought of.
Okay. Well, it's an older mainstream movie. Okay. Aladdin. Out. It's Aladdin.
What was it called? One more time.
It's like so many things. It's not what's outside, but what's inside that counts.
That makes so much sense, dude. Because Aladdin is just a freaking what do they call it?
Because he's a good soul and inner, but he's
isn't that
he's
what it's like called? Isn't that what they call him?
Or what?
Like a slum or something?
Yeah, like he's a poor, yeah, he's like a poor kid, so.
Oh, okay. Like Slumdog Millionaire,
yeah,
is what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay, this is my last one. Our fate lives within us. You only have to be brave enough to see it. Our fate lives within us. You only have to be brave enough to see it.
Okay, so again, I'm getting caught up with, see, last quote said Inside, so the only movie I could think of was Inside Out. Now it says Brave, so now I can only think of Brave. But I don't think that's what you would pick. And then the other movie I'm thinking is Lion King. I'm going with Brave. I'm going with Brave.
That's your final answer.
Is it Lion King?
It's Brave.
Let's go! Let's go.
1 for 3. Each of us 1 for 3.
Yeah.
We both got 1 for 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I chose that one because I was hoping. First off, I didn't know you weren't going to get at least the first one that I did with Coco. I thought you were going to get Coco.
Yeah, yeah. You freeze in the heat of the pressure. The lights are on.
the camera's in your face. Yeah, no. So that was Brave. That was really good because I was hoping that Brave in the quote would steer you that direction. So,
yeah. I've only seen
it. I actually watched that the other day. I had seen it once before, but I couldn't remember it. So I watched it again on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And it was a great movie. Okay. So that was trivia quotes.
Yeah, that was the first time we've done that, and it took a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
But it was a lot of thinking, and it's trivia, right? So like,
and we gave some hints. I think we were generous on the hints.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good thing.
I think next time we just...
Really?
You name the quote, and we just say what's on the first movie that's on our mind. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
I like that. It was a little bit of conversation, though.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so it was good. 1 for 3, 1 for 3. We're even. Yep. Nobody has bragging rights,
and,
so
and
we're good.
Well, we're also going to take score for the, I guess, rest of the... We'll do the next... 4 or 5 episodes or something.
And then whoever gets the most out of those 4 or 5 episodes
wins. Has to buy dinner or something.
Oh, I like that.
Or
okay.
Like Coach Dawson, he said we have to we did competing things.
Yeah.
He said whoever wins, the loser has to buy the guy a big gulp. So he was like, go the big
a
gulp.
Big gulp.
Like, yeah, I was like, all right, Coach, whatever.
Awesome. All right. Well, let us know if you guys like that segment, and we'll, you know, I think we're gonna keep doing it for the next few episodes, but if you have any suggestions, any themes for the next movie quotes or trivia quotes, just let us know, and we can do that.
Yeah,
so
we'll make it happen.
Yeah. So the next game that we have is
what do we call it?
Cinema callouts. Cinema callouts. So what we're gonna do here is we have a letter generator.
I got my timer ready.
And we have a timer. We have a letter generator on our screen. We're gonna click, and we're gonna see what letter. Oh my gosh!
I think we do. No, I don't even think.
Just go throughout.
I think I click start and you click start at the same time, and then we just go. Yeah, we go from there.
Okay, so then we'll do that. So he's gonna start the timer. We're gonna have a minute. We're gonna click at the same time the generator, and it's gonna pop up a letter out of the alphabet, obviously, and then we're gonna have that minute to come up with as many collectively together as with as many different movies as we can.
I say each of us get a skip.
So, like, if I don't know anything, you skip. I skip to you.
Yeah, but...
And we're doing one at a time?
Yeah, but if you only get one skip each, and then it's eventually...
And
that's
then
where
we
it
just
dies
gotta,
out.
We got to keep going. Okay, that'll work. All right, so this is going to be our cinema call-outs. Because we're legit calling out movies. So.
Oh, man. Okay, wait. But so we can do... So I'd say it was like you, because he just tested it and he got you, which is the worst.
That's awful.
So could we do like, let's say like the United States, like THE United States?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, we'll count them.
Okay.
We'll count that.
We're hopefully not going to get you again.
No, but I'm saying like if that's something. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can say something the and then the main letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I don't think the should be a part of it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
We'll try. Unless it's T.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. We'll go for it. We'll just test it out. You ready?
Ready? All
right. 3, 2, 1. Wait. Who's going first?
You go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Are you going to click and change that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It already changed. It looks like I already changed it to end. Yeah, so yeah. Let's do it again.
We'll do it again. Ready? All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Game plan with The Rock. The game plan.
Skip.
That was a quick skip. So the first one I thought of was The Little Giants.
I thought of The Iron Giant.
I thought of The Iron Giant as well. G-Force with the little guinea pigs.
Oh my.
I never even seen that movie.
Oh gosh. Man, are you kidding me? Gemini Man.
Oh, that's Truman Show. I don't want to. Skip. I gotta skip.
Oh man.
I see one with a G right there. I see one.
Where is it? G. Oh, Garfield. Garfield the movie.
Oh, Green Hornet. I just saw that.
How many was that? Do we even remember?
No, I don't.
I think that was 5.
I got 3.
G-Force.
I got G-Force, Game
got Garfield.
Plan, and Green Hornet.
Okay, I got Garfield and Gemini Man.
Oh, Gemini. We did an episode on Gemini.
Yeah, that's why I thought about it. 5. Because I think I only listed 2.
That's one per 10 seconds almost. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's not horrible.
No, that's not bad at all.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
So we got 5. Okay, so we got to try to beat 5.
We'll try to beat 5. 5 is our high score since that was the first time.
All right. Well,
I think that's fun.
That was Cinema Callouts, and that was very stressful.
Dude, that was stressful. That went a lot faster than I thought, too.
Yeah, that was not a whole long. It was not a long time at all.
Yeah, it was not.
So anyway, thank you guys for you know, indulging us in some of the
silly
games, the silly games that we got. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is Reel It In. My host, your host here, Nick Sanchez. My little brother, Gabe Sanchez. Our episode is on Mulan, as we've previously discussed. And I think we're going to go ahead and get into the main point of this whole entire review and podcast and YouTube channel, which is a movie review on typically a newer released movie in cinema, or in this case, via stream, for you guys to enjoy. So we really hope that you like the content. We really hope that you like the conversation. And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, fulfill a hobby that we've been doing not too long now for the YouTube channel. This will be your first video, but we have other episodes that we've done. Go check us out on Spotify, Google Podcasts. There are many other ones that I can't even think of right now that we are on as well. But Spotify and Google Podcasts are Anchor. Our main ones. Oh, and Anchor, the Anchor app, which is free for download. Again, it's Reel It In, the Reel It In podcast. It's R-E-E-L, It In podcast. Go check us out. And we are on social media, Twitter, at Reel It In podcast, and on Instagram, at Reel It In podcast, with underscores in between the words. So go check us out. Go follow us. We are going to start posting more frequently, primarily because of the pandemic. We weren't very frequent on that social media, but we are trying to get back to that point. So go check us out, and thank you so much for joining us. Gabe, let's get into some general thoughts on Mulan.
Disney's
Mulan.
Are we doing 1 to 10 first?
Rating?
Yeah.
Let's do a rating. Why not?
Okay. Do you want me to go first or you first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to be a little bit harsher.
Oh, by all means.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be low.
No, it's not going to be that low.
Okay.
I don't think.
I think you're going to be in the 7s.
Yeah. I was going to go probably on 7.5.
Okay.
which I still think is pretty generous. I was thinking about giving it straight 7, but I still think it was better than a 7. So
I think it was an 8.5.
Yeah.
I think I loved this movie.
Really?
I did. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it brought back a lot of memories from the animated movie. Do I like the animated movie more? Yeah, absolutely.
I think I would too.
But you know, it's a different style of movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very Chinese folklore and
which I love.
Yeah, and very kung fu, very
mystical
with it's a folk tale. It's that's what Mulan is, right? And it's part of the Chinese, from what I've been told and what I've heard, part of the Chinese history and folklore. I think that's the word. So it tries to incorporate that into this new live action story, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I think there was a little bit too much wall climbing, and running up walls and
running out straight up of walls. And I was like,
I liked the fighting style though. I liked the action and them fighting and the kung fu and all that stuff. Which I'm assuming it's kung fu, but they don't really go into that. But you know, I think I could have done a little bit more realistic on like the wall climbing or running across the wall. I was okay with them running across the walls, like kind of like,
because that makes sense.
That's okay,
actually. But like up and down,
but straight up in vertical
straight
line
up
and
vertical.
Straight down, it's that was a little bit too much.
But also like on the wall vertical for like
like
12 feet. Well, not even 12 feet's realistic about. Yeah, but like they were going like no dipping, no sense of gravity at all.
Yeah. It was the style, and I don't want to nick it for the style, because it was new, it was fresh on a movie that I do cherish, but I don't think it was. Was I satisfied with this movie?
Yeah.
Was I satisfied? Yes, absolutely. I was satisfied with this movie. I think if you are a fan of Mulan, I don't think you need to go into this movie thinking it's going to be an exact replication of the old animated movie,
which I also think is good.
Which I think is great, because all of the live actions that we've had up to this point have been exact replicas.
Even pretty much Aladdin. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even pretty much Aladdin was pretty much an exact replica of the animated film.
Yeah.
And the fact that they changed a little bit of what the animated film had, I think that it's new and it's fresh, right? Like, people are nicking it because there are some characters in the animated film that were a little bit more loved, like Mushu, who was Eddie Murphy. He's not in this film. The grandmother in the animated movie was a big favorite. She's not in this film. Mulan was a single child in the animated movie. She now has a sister. So things are a little bit different when it comes to portraying Mulan and her family and where she lives.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was great. I thought it was, you know, the way that they did it, the way that it all kind of came together. It was beautifully. The aesthetic of the movie looked great.
Oh, the colors were
phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so I just think, you know, the music, they incorporated some of the music from the animated movie. There was no songs.
No songs.
No songs. That was another thing that a lot of people were a little upset about, which was there are some very iconic Disney
Mulan songs.
Songs that this movie doesn't incorporate. There are no songs. It's not a musical. It's a film.
Yeah, which I also enjoyed too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's nice to not.
It's good to be different.
Yeah.
People are afraid of change.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. And so.
But
for
the thing
me,
is, I mean, honestly, Disney's damned if they do, damned if they don't in that situation.
You're not going to make everybody happy.
Yeah, because just like what happened to The Lion King, everyone was like, it's the same thing as the animated movie. It's
right.
Like, okay, you don't want that. We're going to do something different. Man, it's different. It doesn't have musicals. It doesn't have this and that. It's like, okay, well, what do you want? Can't have the both sides of you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
I was going to do something mystical or something, but no.
Yeah. I mean, this is coming from someone who cherishes Mulan, right? Like, I absolutely love Mulan, and I already said earlier that it's probably one of my top three favorite movies of all time from Disney. And I thought that this movie gave me what I was looking for from a live-action perspective.
I think so, too.
So if you guys are out there that, you know, if you've seen Mulan, if you enjoy Mulan, if you like the story, if even if you haven't seen Mulan, it's a story, right? It's... it's this girl who grew up in a time where women were supposed to be a specific picture perfect thing, person, small household. Waist, do household chores, you
don't
know,
talk back,
don't talk when don't be you're funny. Not spoken to, you
yeah,
know,
like
the men are in charge, you know, you have to bring honor by marriage to the family. Like it's a very set for women at that period of time.
Yeah. Like when they were talking about like their ideal women and Mulan goes like smart, funny and
courageous.
And yeah. She got laughed at because they were like, that's not possible. For
yeah.
A woman.
Like I want a woman with big hips that can bear me a lot of children.
Yeah.
Like it's these things, these stereotypical things at that time that, you know, men just wanted a woman who would do what they say.
Which I think is great for this time because it's definitely not that anymore. People are looking for more empowered women, which we need, which we have a ton of women that are empowering all across the world.
Yeah.
And so it's just putting that foundation for girls that are growing up.
Right.
That, hey, it is okay to do what you want.
Yeah.
It is okay to be your own person and be beautiful in all sorts of ways, which is right. super cool. And it's like there was a couple times where obviously I knew it was going to happen. There was a couple tearjerker moments.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, it's a Disney movie too.
I almost cried.
It has life lessons.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought that part was beautiful. So that's why I didn't enjoy so much of the action portions of like the unrealistic action for me. Cause I was like, you have a great story anyways.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to put this unnecessary action and film and kind of CGI work for no reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think if they went a little bit less and dimmed down a little bit less of the, I really think the only portion I didn't like was the wall climbing. And I think if they stuck more to like a traditional kung fu type fighting action sequences, I thought this movie would have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Even more so, right?
Yeah, I think so too. It would have gotten probably like an 8.
Yeah, I just think they exaggerated that just a little bit too much.
That's all I'm saying. Yep.
Just a little bit too much, but these types of movies can do that, right? They can have that feeling of, oh, they went a little bit too far with, you know, doing this particular style of action. But that's okay. You know, it's about the story. I don't think they lost the story.
No,
in any of those sequences and any of the action. It was very consistent throughout what the point of this movie was, and that was to be true to yourself, be who you are, no matter the consequences. And if that is true, if you are who you are,
Good fortune will come,
and you'll bring honor to yourself as well as others. And I thought it's just a fantastic message. I think in general.
Oh yeah.
So
100%.
That I mean, that was a good third general thoughts right there.
Yeah. I mean, great. That's pretty, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So general thoughts, guys. If you haven't seen the movie and you want to go see it after those comments, guys, go check it out. Mulan, Disney's Mulan, now streaming on Disney Plus. Obviously, there's a premium access. It is $30. If you don't wish to pay that right now, I'm sure they'll release it at some point.
I saw something on IGN post something on when they were going to release it. I haven't looked into it, but yeah, maybe check IGN.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you don't want to hear any spoilers, the next part of our show is going to be where we kind of talk about the movie a little bit more in depth with spoilers. Not a whole lot of to say about the movie and in general, you know, if you've seen it, it's again, it is very similar to the old animated series, but there are some things that are a little bit different in this movie that I think we might want to touch base on a little bit. So this is the point in the show that if you are going to want to watch the movie and you don't want to know what's going to happen or what, you know, what happens in the movie, then this is your stopping point. We thank you so much for joining us here at Reel It In. Again, my name is Nick Sanchez, co-host here, little brother Gabriel Ray. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are going to get into some Disney Mulan's spoilers.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Okay. So, you know, I already mentioned that, you know, there are some characters that were in the animated series that are not in this newer version of the movie. What one of those characters that's not, and I don't believe is from what I remember in the movie, there is the Falcon in the movie who is kind of the bird, the bird's eye view for, the main villain in Mulan.
Okay.
We have the bird, but in this movie, the bird is a witch. mm-hmm. and the Falcon is the witch. I was not a fan of her.
You weren't a fan of her character?
I wasn't a fan of her character. I tried to be a fan of her character, you know, although she was, like, at the beginning, like, a bad character. It's just, for me, spoilers, guys, I hope you're not still with us if you're not wanting to know about the movie. But when she died at the end,
yeah,
it just felt very forced.
Really?
It felt very forced to me.
That was probably my favorite part of the movie, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have. I think, yes, now thinking about it, because we both like tragic endings.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't feel.
Well, first off, she got Mulan to come out of his shell and be true to herself. And she had the background of she tried to be like Mulan, but they forced her out.
Yeah.
And was laughed at. And she couldn't handle it. So she wanted revenge.
Yeah.
And that's how she turned to the dark side, which is a good arc.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the full circle, she sees Mulan, gets inspired, and then still chooses to take the right side.
Before perishing
before
to her death.
Before dying. So she took an arrow from Mulan.
I think what I'm missing...
So she could... It's kind of like... Kind of like... Rosa Parks walked.
Yeah.
So like... Obama could run type of thing.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So she walked so Mulan could run.
Yeah. I think what I'm missing, though, with her character is she really only meets Mulan twice. Right? She meets her when...
There's only like three battles.
Right. But so my thing is I feel like I think there needed to be a little bit more meet up with her character and Mulan and more dialogue between the two. Because literally what ends up happening is Mulan finds her, chases after, what's his name, Bori Khan or something like that, I think is what his name is, the villain of the movie, chases after him and his shadow warriors, loses them, and then all of a sudden comes across the Falcon Witch. And
just asks for help. Because he can't find her.
Basically, is the exchange between the two is... You know, the Falcon Witch is basically telling her, like, they're never going to accept you. You know, you're different. You know, they're going to see who you really are, and they're going to turn their backs on you, which ends up happening.
It was kind of like a Rey and Kylo Ren situation.
Right. But so that's the conversation they have, right? They have a fight, blah, blah, blah. Mulan becomes Mulan. But at the end, they have another conversation. It's mm-hmm. the second time they've seen each other face to face.
Yeah.
And Mulan is Mulan, right? She's come clean about her not being a boy, not being a man in the army. She's there to help save the emperor. And all of a sudden, you know, the Falcon Witch is like, oh my gosh, like, they accept you, right? And then ends up leading her to Bori Khan. I think there needed to be more interaction for me in order for me to go from this character is a sidekick to Bori Khan as a villain.
Just turns.
And then just all of a sudden turns.
So you're just saying she's a weak villain.
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
You wanted to be a little bit more... like.
I think I needed a little bit more villain.
Yeah. Savage. Like savagery. Not caring at all for who she is.
I think I needed the arc. I think the arc was too small.
I think then you need the movie to go longer then. There was only three battles. If that...
Yeah, and I think, and you're right. Well, the movie really wasn't that long to begin with,
no,
right?
It wasn't.
It was like an hour 45.
I think the credit was like 159.
So it was just about 2 hours.
Yeah, it was just about.
And it didn't feel like 2 hours.
Mm.
Not only think about it.
It didn't.
It did need to be longer, though. I think that's what I needed.
The first, like, 45 minutes was her getting... I mean, the first, like, 30 minutes was her with the matchmaker and everything.
Yeah.
In her own village. And then it was, like, 20 minutes of... Her getting to the where she was training.
Yeah.
And then that's an hour. There's an hour left to get all the
action
arcs.
And the yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying that you're wrong, because I hear you, but like the movie was short. They interacted every single fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you would have to make the movie longer.
Yeah.
Which I think would help, because if you think about it, a lot of war movies are a lot longer to get those arcs, like Troy and Saving Private Ryan and Gladiator. So you get those arcs.
Yeah.
Because you have to have so many battles, because the battles itself take forever, because you need that action, because that's what you're going for.
Right.
So it's you need a longer movie, which they didn't. So maybe that limited them. But at the same time, for what they were able to do and what they did in the time that they gave it, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah. No, by all means, I think the movie did great. But I think that was one of the characters that I understood the impact they wanted to have with her dying at the end. But I felt like I didn't get hit with that.
I would argue that her arc was better than the main character, the main villain's arc. Because all we know is that he killed his dad.
The father.
That's it.
That's true. But I think even in the animated series, they don't really give him much of an arc either.
I mean, that's not really the thing that Mulan's fighting, right? She's fighting to be accepted with her own.
Yeah, it's not so much about the bad person. It's about Mulan.
What's inside of the walls. Not outside the walls, inside the walls.
Right. So, I mean...
Which I get. So that's kind of why...
At least they gave somebody an arc.
That's why I let that kind of slide, because I knew it's not to make her against... It's not... What is it? It's not her versus an enemy. We learned it in English. It's her against herself, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see where you're coming from now when it comes to that. But I think that was just one part that I was just like, okay, I wanted to feel that. Like, I wanted to feel her giving her life for Mulan, you know, for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
In that particular moment.
I hear you.
Another big thing about this movie too is that, you know, in the animated movie we have a little bit more. They touch on it slightly in this movie, but in the animated movie there's a little bit more of a love story, and I think I enjoyed this version not having the love story.
I think it's empowerment, woman empowerment. Like, you don't need
a man. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
She don't need no man. That's what I think it was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I think. I mean,
I mean, just flat, plain and simple. Yeah, that's what they were going I just for. Think. I mean,
she obviously had those connections, and she would give him the look, and like she obviously fancied him and everything.
Yeah,
but like, I don't think they wanted to completely do, because they obviously had that opportunity to kiss at the end.
Yeah, and they didn't.
I didn't think they wanted to do.
I was that. I wanted them to, and then at the same time, I didn't, and I'm glad, like, I'm happy that they did not.
Yeah,
you know, and so
but at the same time, same thing with the villains. They didn't have a lot of time to connect them that much. They had more time to connect those two. This like because they were obviously in the camp for a lot longer, and they were experiencing different things then. But like, at the same time, they still didn't have so many connections that it feels like it would still be forced.
Yeah. And yeah, no, in I think the fact that they took this movie that really incorporates a bunch of different characters in the animated film, right? As we mentioned, Mushu, the cricket. There's a legit cricket in the animated film. I know you haven't really seen it. Or possibly,
is that why his name was Cricket?
And that's why the guy's name was Cricket, is they're kind of trying to take another route of, okay, we don't have the animated Cricket, the lucky Cricket, but here's a character named Cricket. Like, hopefully, you know, you guys will...
It'll touch you a little bit,
that we haven't forgot about it, you know, but it's there. So it's just things like that I think, you know, they tried to say, okay, look, we understand that there's a lot of feeling towards this animated movie, but... we're going to do our best to take it a different route. And I think they did great. There's really not a whole lot to say about Mulan in a spoiler aspect, other than the things that we briefly talked about.
Speaking of cricket though.
Yeah.
At the very end,
I know what you're going to say,
but okay. I didn't know he was supposed to represent the lucky cricket.
If I don't think there, so in the movie, the animated movie, there's three soldiers that Mulan meets, like Poe. I don't think one of them was named Cricket in the animated movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but there's three of them, and they are also pretty big characters as well. And those soldiers that she meets in this movie, they're not a huge part of the story, right? Again, they're trying to focus more on Mulan, and so I don't believe one of them was named Cricket. And I think the reason why they added a character named Cricket is because there was a lucky cricket
in the
animated film who was an actual cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was the last battle. It looked like he was dead. I wish he died. I was just going
to
say
I have to agree with you. I wish, even if
it's the nostalgia of naming him Cricket.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah. I think we did need a one more significant death.
I think we needed someone to die.
Yeah.
One person that was in the group.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I really truly think they should have done? Since they didn't do the kiss at the end, they should have killed his character. Her lover.
The Hong
Hong Kwe?
Hong Kwe, something like that. Yeah, Hong Me? It was Hong something. I think it's Hong Kwe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think if they weren't going to do the kiss and finish that off, they could have done he died and her still being self-reliant and independent.
Mm-hmm.
Done it that way. But she's fine because she doesn't need a man.
I agree with you. I think
you're not going to kill Cricket.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like Cricket as a character. I think
he's a good looking guy. Yeah, he was a cute little guy.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, him dying would have been a little bit more impactful.
But, yeah, and that too, but that's also like Chinese like culture, right? Is that it's not something sad, it's something honorable.
Yeah.
Which is the whole reason why they do it. It's all about honor and doing your duty for your country and your empire or whatever.
They don't have a problem killing people though in this movie.
Well, yeah, but they weren't any big people.
Yeah, nobody that we sort of draw a connection to.
No connection. There was no
Other than Falcon Witch.
Oh, other than Falcon, yeah.
I don't know her actually. She has a name. I just don't remember her name.
Yeah.
Other than her. And I wish it would it should I feel like we needed one more. Even if it was like the commander, like somebody that needed to die. That sounds so bad to say, but that needed to sacrifice.
There were some familiar faces, though, in this movie.
I'm surprised I didn't
pick them up. I cannot believe you didn't pick up Rogue One.
I picked up the dad.
He's from Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. I didn't pick up Rogue One. And I think it's because Rogue One, he's bald, right? He's bald and he has like blind. He has like contacts on. He looks completely different in this movie. You can't fault me for that.
He doesn't look completely different. He doesn't.
I am the one with the force. The force is with me.
I am one with the force and the fight with me. I am one with the force and the fight.
Until you said that, I was just like, okay.
There was literally three times in the movie while I'm sitting there and I go.
And I'm over here like, what are you?
He's like, what are you talking about?
I'm
like, that's the guy. He's just like,
Rogue One. And I'm just like, that's him?
And I'm like, Balls of Fury. That guy's from Balls of Fury. He's like, why do you remember guys from Balls of Fury? I'm like, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, look him up. The main bad guy is from Balls of Fury.
I'll have to look him up. Yeah. We don't have a whole, whole lot of time left.
Yeah, we don't. We don't.
And anyway, so, because we want to try to keep this.
Under an hour.
So we're running out of time, and we want to make it quick for you guys, and we appreciate your time for joining us here. But yes, it was some of those characters in the movie I did not pick up on, and there are some very familiar faces. And Mulan was a very pretty,
beautiful character,
beautiful.
She was great.
Lead.
I loved her.
She was awesome.
I don't know her name, and this is the first film I've seen her in. But
I don't know her name either. There are some unfamiliar faces, but there are a few. Familiar faces, so
yeah, I've seen Poe before, but I don't remember from where.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think I've seen Cricket, but yeah, no, there's familiar faces for sure.
But overall, good movie.
It was good.
It was very nostalgic. It was very satisfying,
vibrant. It was much like Aladdin when it comes to
color.
The colors and the scenery. And
yeah, there was
well,
there was
maybe
a,
not the scenery.
There
but
was a little. There was a few different. There's a few different shots that were clearly green screened, like when she meets officially for the Falcon Witch the first time on the yellow ice.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm really referring to. They
the
weren't
avalanche
trying.
When she was riding away on the horse.
That was one of the other action moments. Where I was like, really, that's kind of what we're going for.
Yeah, okay, that was a tough one to swallow.
It's like, okay, what if that didn't cause an avalanche? Then what?
Yeah, I mean, in the animated series, they use fireworks.
Well, and if the
firework bombs,
and if the bad army had the Dallas Stars, they would have beat the Avalanche because the Dallas Stars just beat Colorado Avalanche. That's a shout out.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, but you know, and so they again, that was a little bit of a they in the movie, the animated film, they shot firework bombs, and this one they have a literal catapult. So, you know, things were changed up a little bit. You know, how she got up there so quickly, who knows?
Bro, that was crazy, too.
She legit took off on her horse. Dude, and then
one,
appeared.
One, like a squad gets murdered by a flaming...
catapult.
And then she's like, I gotta go. And then, like, 2 seconds before they even reload the catapult... Not even like they're even starting to reload it. Yeah. It's not even reloaded yet. She's behind them.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa. Yeah. And it wasn't like it cut off anywhere or anything. It was like, boom.
Yeah,
it was crazy. I was like, Nick and I literally looked at each other like, yeah, quick.
It was they got obliterated. She got on her horse. The cutscene happened. It showed them starting to reload the next catapult.
She was already sneaking behind them.
She cutscened again, and she had all the helmets lined up on the ridge. Shot a couple arrows,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden they turn the catapult, shot the catapult, and causes the avalanche. Yeah, it was very out of left field or right field. I forgot what the expression is.
Those are a couple of the actions where I was like, really? Like, it doesn't.
And then
know.
Her taking the horse, riding down the snow. It was just it was green screen, so it just did. It wasn't very. They did what they could.
Yeah,
they did what they could, but you know. There are obviously some flaws, but overall the movie was great.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
The story was amazing.
Story is always, it's such a special story. It would always be a special story to me. So I'm very, again, satisfied. Very satisfied. So do you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm ruining my chapstick on accident. I'm just fiddling with some things. And I'm like, oh my God, I just ruined my chapstick. No, the movie was great.
Yeah.
There was a couple things, obviously, but just with the action. The story was amazing, I thought. Some tear jerkers, some happy moments, some great scenery and colors and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The actors were, I thought, pretty good for the most part. Was a good. It was just a good watch. It was. Gotcha. I don't think it's something I'll watch again personally.
Yeah.
Because I watch the ones that I love.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
but it was good. I liked it a lot.
For sure.
I want to watch the animated movie because I do think it will be better. With what they try to go for, I think obviously it's going to look better with an animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so realistic, but I thought it was great.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, there you have it, guys. For those of you on YouTube watching us, thank you so much for viewing and for watching the video. And we hope that you guys enjoy and that you end up coming back and, you know, watching more of our videos that we will post.
Share it to your friends.
Yes. Share it. Let them know if they're asking how Mulan is, please send them on over. We're more than happy to express our love, for movies and for the cinema, for the entertainment business. So, thank you guys so much for being here, and we hope you enjoyed the show. And for those of you listeners who are listening on our podcast sites such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor app, thank you guys for continuing your support because you guys have been here before the YouTube crowd. And so you guys have been here with us for quite a few episodes. So again, thank you guys for your support. Thank you guys on YouTube for your support. Comment if you liked us or like the video if you liked us. Comment on some videos or movies that maybe you would like for us to watch and do a review on, whether it is new coming out or if maybe it's something, you know, we're in quarantine pandemic situation. So
yeah, we're still not going out much at all. Really.
If there's anything that you would want us to watch, by all means, let us know. So thank you guys again. We love you. Thank you for your support. I am your host, Nick Sanchez, co-host here, little brother, Gabriel Ray. Thank you guys so much. Reel It In podcast. We are signing off for the day.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Peace out.